those who graduate, and then for those who are listening over the airways, the miracle computing, the computer, we welcome you too. We always start with the number 255 in our hymn books, the evening service, and once again, we are so blessed to enlarge the presentation of the Word of God through many places, and I enjoy reading already one email that came because of the worship service, so we thank the Lord for 255. Come to you knowing that there is a great joy in being together as God's people. Jesus promised that where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in their midst. And Lord, yes, indeed, we believe it. And because we believe it, we enjoy the presence of our mighty Christ. And tonight, as we look upon the future, and as we look about the stepping out of what has been done and going into something that is different, we pray, Father, that you help us to guide these young people through thy word, according to thy will in their life. Bless us as we share praises and as we share our life this evening. In Jesus we pray, and thank you even for those who are listening us outside the church through the internet. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen. We are able to take two or three songs, and I got my good-looking Patricia first, all right? Jesus love me. Okay, let's get all, oh, we have enough young people. Let's get all the young people right here from the beginning. All the young people, Jesus love me. Yes, I know. Come on. Come on, come on. All right. Okay, Michael. All right. All right. Let's get it all together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get it. We all enjoy. Yes, this is the Passion Choir, young and old.
Together, okay. All right. Jesus, exactly what it looked right there in the front, all right? And now look at how it is. And more we love to have these young people to talk about the love of Jesus. I saw a hand here by Billy, yes. Number one, super intelligent man, I know. Number one, all right? Number one. When you choose something, the pastor likes it, that's super intelligent. All right? That's good. Thank you, my great friend. Thank you very much. He looks like a doctor. You know, last days, he's going to be a medical doctor. Look at that. All right, number one. Oh, worship the King. Serious business, all right? He was so proud of David. He called David his friend, and so Abraham. All right? Another song that you want to sing tonight before we go into our devotional. I see a hand way in the back. Yeah, we just finished, my son. We just finished. You see, when you come late to the service, that's why. All right, very sorry, okay? Okay, all right, I see. Yes, darling.
206.
206. Okay, the amazing grace of God. 206. You know, that is good. A wonderful grace of God. Number 206.
Thank you.
Stephanie Meeks. All right, so remain standing. Jimmy DeLillo. All right, and Daniel Hudson, he's not here tonight. David Peets, where is David Peets? And Brittany Prater. All right, let's give them a great hand. Okay, finish too. Thank you very much. God bless you. Sit down, please. Thank you for standing. And may the Lord guide you as you face the high school, all right? You have to go to high school, and that's a little bit different than what you've been through. And it's just wonderful to have you here, all right? Now, the next son, we wait for the heavyweights, the one who graduated from high school. That's the heavyweight. Right? Yes, sir.
402.
Anthony, one's 402. That's a wonderful story and wonderful things to do. 402. Very soon, our church will have one of the most precious libraries, desires of many, many people. Dr. Green, a very famous publisher who I preached many times together, that's the father of Rebecca Forbes, and he went blind. And so he donated his treasure to us. And we are receiving the books from 1800, 1700, like the treasury of Dave Spurgeon, but almost the first copies are there on the entire Bible. They are $7,000, $8,000 sets in each package over there. So Pastor, we have a library with lock, and we need to categorize these and for the people here, and our brother Greg and I would thought in publishing on the internet what we have only for the people here in church, we cannot mail those books out. But we thank the Lord. I love books, and he knew. And I'm glad that he gave me that. Rebecca gave us the treasure of having those books in our library. These are heavy story books on theology of the people of the 1700 and 1800. And these are real precious. And our church will have it. And so we are really, I'm really super happy for those in our church that want to study the Bible. Faith is the victory, 402. Okay.
455.
Yeah, the voice. That's interesting. I hear the goes back, and I hear like two voices here. Either I'm. Oh.
No comment.
In my. The rings about. This is my friend. Christmas is every day for the ones who love Jesus, all right? Number 100. Before I address these people who are four here, who graduated from the wonders of high school, I just want to mention them and they stand. All right, Patricia is not here. Patricia Laurel is not here. And Maria Kong, all right, will you stand, please? And then Kathleen Murphy, all right? Yes, oh, wonderful. I remember. And one more. Elizabeth Hudson is not here. Will you remain standing for my preaching? And, all right, please sit down. All right. Woo, woo. We honor you and we are grateful that God carried you all the way through. And remember that as we're going to look on it. Tonight, we'd like to address ourselves to something that is very important. I entitle the sermon, How to Go On in Life Successfully. And by word successfully, I do not mean millionaires or doctors and so on, but to have the peace of God and the joy of the Lord in your heart, whatever profession or place God place you. And there's no better occasion than to look into the fifth book of Moses, which is the book of Deuteronomy, and chapter 6, and we look into the chapter, and we see what God has done in the life of Israel. Just to give you why I choose this passage, it is because in this occasion, Moses is departing from Israel. After 40 years of desert and 40 years of hardship with the people of God, who denied God, who doubted God, who Moses endured. And finally, he is in Mount Nebo. Mount Nebo is high on the loft of the mountain, and he's looking the promised land, and he's not allowed to go over there for one mistake he made. Wow. It got holy, as we talked this morning. He made one mistake. God did not allow him to go, but he and his grace allow him to see the land. And so this is the final farewell to Israel. He's going to say goodbye to Israel after this. Of course, the chapters are arranged in our Bible. They don't look the end, but this is the end. And he's going to move away and go and disappear and be buried by God. And so regardless what an individual planned to do in life, the question is, how does he goes about so that he can be a success for God? All right? I cannot preach this in a university because nobody knows the Lord, or at least a great number of people do not know the Lord, but I can preach this in our church because I know these young people, these four of them, Tricia and Maria and Kathleen and Elizabeth. They know the Lord. What do you do? How do you really go on in life to the unknown, to college or to business or whatever you're going to do with your life? How do you really go successfully? How do you go really with peace of mind and heart that the years ahead for you are not terrible in the sense to your heart, but they are a joy to your life? There are three counsels that Moses gave to the people of Israel. Now that you are here in this mountain and you're going to cross and go over Jordan, I'm going to tell you to do three things so that you can be a great nation before God. All right? Here is number one. And number one is in verse 10 to 12. And here's the first thing that he said. You need to remember God. All right? Let's read it. Verses 10 to 12. Of Deuteronomy chapter 6. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee unto the land, which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells dig, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then verse 12, then beware lest thou forget the Lord who brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Moses is saying to the people, when you cross this Jordan, when you arrive to the land, a land full of things that you have not done anything about it, there is one thing you need to do. Now, remember the Lord. Now, he has blessed you with great material blessings. Look at verse 10 and 11 again. He said, to give thee great and goodly cities, it said verse 10, which thou buildest not. When Israel went into the land, Israel did not have to build the land. The land was already built.
and the land was already producing. Verse 11 says that there were water wells that you dig not, and vineyards and olive trees that they planted not, and then you can enjoy it. And as you step out of high school into college, and one day as into the business of this life, and ask you to, as you enjoy the goodness of the land and the goodness of your work, please beware of this. Do not forget the Lord. It's not what people do. As soon as somebody becomes good in business, you see in that family or in that person less faithfulness. Not all of them, but the majority of them. It's something almost Israel did all the time. I don't want to give you away my 4th of July sermon, but there were about 11 kings in Israel. There were 5 were remarkable and 6 were terrible. And as one king made the country to prosper, the next who come in, sure, we're okay. We're the number one. We don't need God. We are ourselves. It's like America today, don't we? When you study the story of America, I'm in awe of the man that founded this country. And now we want God out of every place. It's just like Israel. Young people, as you get successful, and as you study in college, and as you move on, or whatever you do in your life, as you move on and you become successful, remember God. Never put him away from your life. Now Moses tells another thing to these people. In verse 5, he tells them something very deep. Not only he said, remember God, but he said, love God. Now look at these, verse 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, Shama. Each time I see that word, it's an amazing word. It means hear and obey, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord with all thy soul and with all thy might. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all the might. Love the Lord with all your heart. That means all the emotions and affections of your life should be toward the Lord. Life is going to bring things to you that you will like it. But what do you like more? The Lord or the things of this world? That's what they said, love the Lord with all your heart. Life is going to bring to you pleasures, tremendous pleasures, because that's Satan's tactics. Tremendous pleasures. But what are you going to love more? The pleasure of God, his holiness, and his ways, or the pleasure of this world. Love God, he said. Love God with all your soul. The soul to me resides in the mind, because the mind is where the Holy Spirit controls you. And so you're intelligent. Love the Lord with that personhood of yours. As I spoke in the Laurel's funeral, I talk about the division of the composition of man. And man has a personhood, a soul, who's intelligent, who's capable to love and to want and to learn. And you love the Lord with all your soul, no parts of your soul. Don't give part of the intelligence to God. Give it all. Give it all. And then he said, love the Lord with all your might. The word might in Hebrew means all your energy. Young people, you have energy today, but there will come a day when you will feel tired. But love the Lord with the energy that moves you in your life. Never tire for the Lord. Never say, well, the Lord doesn't like when people say, well, I miss this Sunday church. The Lord doesn't like that. Unless it's necessary, unless it's a vacation or something you do in one time or 3 or 4 in a year. You need to dedicate yourself, all your energies of this world. Don't put it for this world, put it for the Lord. And Moses, by the inspiration of God, he saw the nation, powerful nation, the nation of Israel, just in Mount Nebo. And he told the nation the number one principle of success in any nation, you remember God. And the number one principle for you, girls, Tricia and Maria and Kathleen and Elizabeth, is that you remember God and everything. And then that you love God. No Hollywood style. It's just they love what they see. You love God with your being, all your affections, all your intelligence, and all your energy. Never tire for the Lord. That's very important in your life. Then there is another principle that Moses and his dissertation and goodbye to the people said. It's verse 13 where he says, serve the Lord. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shall swear by his name. We don't hear too much sermons about serving. Don't be just young people who go and sit down in a pew in another church as you are in college or in another place. Be sure those around you know that you know the Lord, and ask the pastor of those who are available that you want to serve. And Moses put here how. You serve the Lord exclusively. Look at verse 14. Ye shall not go after other god or gods of the people who are around you. You serve the Lord exclusively. Please encircle yourself in such a way that nothing around you will move you from serving our God exclusively. Somebody told me in the coffee shop, you are worse than a Muslim. Well, don't tell me that. God doesn't share himself with any other god. I told the people, you don't share your wife with other men. Well, that's God. He don't share us with anybody. He wants us exclusively for him. Don't share anything of your time that you put for the Lord with something else. Get your time to read the Bible. Get your time between you and God exclusively. Verse 16 tells me that I need to serve the Lord diligently. Look at verse 16. Ye shall not put the Lord your God to the test. You tested him in Messiah. Remember when they won the water? And Moses lost his cool because the people of God were so stubborn. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God. Never tempted God. I hear so many times people who play God intellectually and said, well, if I do this, did God forgive everything? Say, yes, well, if I do this, God will forgive me. Well, try to do something intentionally, knowing the Bible said in James, to the one who knows what is good and doesn't is sin, trying to do that to God. You don't lose your salvation, but I tell you, you will lose years of your life in trying to recover from what God is going to give you. Young people, all boil down to this. It's very simple. To know the will of God is the greatest knowledge. But to do the will of God is the greatest achievement of your life. It is not coming back with a master's degree or a doctor's degree or a PhD degree, the greatest accomplishment of your life. The greatest accomplishment of your life is to do the will of God in your life. Your parents will be super happy to know that their daughter are doing the will of God in whatever business you go. Some of you maybe go to work, and some of you maybe pursue another school. That's a matter. Whatever is the will of God in your life, do it. Because we're all going to be happy and blessing God. May God give you these marks in your life, Deuteronomy 6, so that you will be blessed and never repented that you love a God so good like ours. Thank you, Father, for the benefit that you gave us tonight. and counsel with your word. What do you do now? We finish a project. We finish high school. We go into the deepest part of life. What am I going to do with my life? Actually, Father, is what do you want us to do? And bless these wonderful girls of God. Bless Patricia as she pursues the future. Maria Kong, Kathleen Murphy, Elizabeth Hudson. May they have security that you move them in that direction. And may the splendor of God's glory and the love of a mighty God guide them so that we will see the seed of God in their life develop in whatever future they pursue. Thank you, Lord, that we love you. Thank you, Lord, that we can go to your word and draw from the manna food for tomorrow. Bless this girl. Cover them with your umbrella. The parents are no longer putting the umbrella because some of them will move away from their homes. But they never can move away from the umbrella of our mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Bless them. Let them know that we are behind them and for them. And that we will do anything necessary to help them to do thy will. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I think the church will have a beautiful chocolate cake prepared to share. I don't know if it's chocolate, but it's going to be a nice chocolate cake. May God bless you. And come here, right here forward, please, so that we can enjoy you. All right, we're going to give them a mighty hand, all right? Let's do it. All right. All right. Maria, where are you going to college?
I'm going to Point Loma Nazarene
in San Diego. All right. I have good friends that can look for you and watch and give me reports on you. All right. And what are you going to do with your life?
The community college first and then go to the Academy of Art.
San Francisco. Yeah, I have a niece who studied there. That's beautiful. All right, we're going to have a star. And what are you pursuing in college, Maria?
Pre-med.
Wow. See, I'm looking for a doctor in church because we need to raise the tithe, and that's good. We're going to get it. 20 years from now, we're going to get it. All right? Praise the Lord. Okay, another hand for them. All right? Yeah. Now, you're first in line. Go ahead. You two are first in line. Go ahead. All right. God bless you. All right.